going on? How y'all doing?
Hello.
All right. When I see the Ohio tag, I'm not sure if y'all from here or not, but you can't be inside the park in the city of Atlanta between the hours of 11 p.m. 6 a.m.
Okay.
You got your IDs on you?
Mm-hmm.
You have your IDs on you?
Yes.
Let me need them. Do you have your ID now? Alright, just stand by. I'll be right back with you. Sir, like I explained to you, you can't be in the park at night. Everyone is going to receive a simple ticket stating that you was in the park at the hour. All right. Need you to sign right on that.
Where am I signing on? Is it a charge or anything? Or is it
just a ticket?
Do I have to sign it? Do I have to sign it? You cannot sign it and go to jail. See how, you know what I mean? The black man, you know what I mean? As soon as he heard that, like, oh, bow, go to jail. Good morning, baby. Hey, do me a favor. Everybody get the likes up. I shouldn't even have to say that. As soon as you come in, hit the like button. 133 people already watching. Get them likes up. I know it's early in the morning, but come on, get them likes. But as soon as he told the black man that, instantly, you know what I mean? Yeah, you could be locked up if you don't sign. Where do I sign? You know what I mean? Like, black man like, man, I'll deal with this shit later. I'll deal with this later, man. Where do I sign?
It's this way.
Now, you just seen the officer, in the language of simplicity, say yes, you can go get arrested if you don't sign. You know what I mean? Officer came on some straight Suge Knight from straight out of Compton. Here's what's going to happen. You know what I mean? See how the black man say, I know this officer is a goofy. Let me just go ahead and sign and get him out of my presence so I can keep rubbing on this big old booty. You know what I mean? Instead of basically be in jail.
All right, that's your license. Copy of citation. You have any questions? That's what it is.
The black man mentally responded. Watch how the black woman emotionally reacts. The difference between mentally responding and emotionally reacting. No. Do we like pigs? No. Do we care for police? No. If they die, will we lose any sleep? Not at all. But at the same time, when dealing with them, you need to mentally respond instead of emotionally react. And see, the black man, once it was explained to him that he could get locked up if he didn't sign without any further conversation, let me just go ahead and sign.
Come over here for me, ma'am. Can you come here, ma'am?
He said, can you come over here for me, ma'am? She already in attitude. She still hasn't came. He's going to have to repeat himself. Come on.
All right, so you're going to receive a ticket for being in the park after hours. All right? Just need to sign right here on the X.
But because we're out of, didn't you say we were out of time, so we wouldn't have known that?
Yeah, but that's not a valid reason why. You should be in the park because you're from out of time.
And what's your bathroom?
745.
The moment you seen that he was already ready to arrest your goof ass just for being in a park, instead of telling y'all, like, look, I see what y'all doing. You know, that's what's up. But, yeah, they don't play about this. So I'm just going to let you know y'all need to just have y'all a little fun and just go on about y'all business and find somewhere else. Go get a hotel or, you know, take it in because woo, 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 woo. That's all that needed to happen. That's all that needed to happen. Oh, man, I see y'all doing y'all. I see y'all in the park with it, though, with the Rihanna player. But, yeah, man, because of the rules, I'm going to have to ask y'all to leave. Yeah, man, they usually want me to get y'all a ticket and all that. I ain't about to do all that, man. I see y'all over here. I see y'all having fun, man. Yeah, man, but y'all going to have to go somewhere else. You know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, I see you having fun, man. That's what's up. And they could have been gone. This didn't even have to happen. But by the police being a goofy, by the police being, you know, he might have got bullied when he was a kid. Now he finally came up on some power. He power tripping, you know, over any little thing. He the type to arrest you over attempt jaywalking. But instead of her complying, she like, what's your badge number? What's your name? What's your middle name? What's your mama name? What's your father name? What's your pastor's name? What's your grandmama and them name? Who the dude across the street? What's his name? She on goofy. When she could have just gone ahead and got this out the way, they could have been on about their business. This didn't even have to transpire. Come on.
Officer Brooks.
What's your first name?
I'm not gonna give you my first name.
Okay, and I don't have to sign this, right?
You do have to sign it.
No, I don't.
Okay. Emotionally reactive. Being smart mouth. Slick mouth. Out talk. Smart talk. Instead of complying, negative replying. Instead of mentally responding, emotionally reacting. Everybody was wrong in this. But like I said, when dealing with them goofies, it's imperative to mentally respond at all times.
Like I explained to him, if you don't sign it, then you're going to be physically taken to jail.
Gotcha.
So you refusing to sign?
What's your name?
See the disrespect? And then see, I'm looking at the black man. If you presiding over this woman, you should have instantly said, baby, go ahead and sign that. Why would a woman go ahead and sign that? Go ahead and sign that. I'm looking at him because, number one, this didn't have to be that. You governing her. You supposed to tell her, man, don't do all that. Hey, sign that. My bad, officer. Yeah, yeah. Hey, sign that. But he just over there just looking.
It's a Brooks. 7452.
What I tell you, whenever a woman getting beat, in and out of jail, getting raped, robbed, or whatever tragic is happening, 9 out of 10 is because of what? What you just say? No instructions. 2, the wrong instructions, which is still no instructions. And 3, disobedience to instructions. Come on.
I gave it to him 2 times, man.
Okay, I'm asking again.
And I'm not giving it to you.
Okay.
Are you going to sign it?
No, because I want your badge number.
All right.
Why y'all be asking unmanly questions like, what if she don't want to be governed? Then how is she with you if she don't want to be governed? Oh, my God. If she don't want to comply to instructions, how is she even around you? Seeing what if she disobedient? What if she rebellious? What if she don't want to listen? How does she keep getting to be around you?
Can I put your hands behind your back for me?
This is the consequences of emotionally reacting. Let's watch it play out.
Put your hands behind your back.
Sir, you're hurting me.
Okay, I'm asking you to put your hands behind your back.
Sir?
Put your hands behind your back. Stop me.
Sorry.
Put your hand behind your back.
Come on.
I need you to back up.
I'm just saying, like,
I need you to back up.
You don't need to touch her like that.
She's not putting her hands behind her back.
I'm asking a question.
Instead of talking to him, why you ain't checked the bitch? You talking to him. Check the bitch. That is you niggas' problem. Sir, you don't have to touch her like that. Even though she emotionally reacted and she being smart mouth and slick, and we know you a pig, so we expect pigs to act like pigs. We expect suckers to act like suckers. But instead of talking to the bitch and checking the bitch, I'm going to sit up there and, you know what I mean, look at a sucker and be like, man, sucker, why you being a sucker? Hey, pig, why you being a pig? Hey, Goofy, why you doing your own people like this? And I see that you're a goofy. Come on, man. Getting mad at a bitch for being a bitch is a waste of time. Getting mad at a bitch-ass nigga for being a bitch-ass nigga is a waste of time. Come on.
Put your hands behind your back. You're under arrest. Put your hands behind your back. I asked you to sign the ticket. You told me you're not signing.
But, sir, put your hands behind your back. I'm asking you a question.
Okay. I'm letting you know. I'm not going to ask you again. I'm going to forcefully put your hands behind your back.
But, sir, Mr. Brooks, is this really necessary? Mr. Brooks.
Hold on.
And his man, bitch, hell yeah, it's necessary. I told you more than once. You still on Goofy. This nigga ain't checked you. I am a certified Goofy. And now you about to see my goofiness. You know I'm a pig. You know I'm a police officer. You know this. And you over here playing with me. And look at this. With everything that's going on, he still ain't checking the bitch.
She needs to put her...
Boyfriend still over there being her girlfriend. Come on.
Okay, you can put your phone down.
Okay, Mr. Brooks.
Come on, sir. Hold on.
Put your hands behind your back.
I'm not saying that I'm refusing to sign the ticket. I'm going to sign the ticket.
You don't have an option now.
But I'm going to sign the ticket, Mr. Brooks.
No, I'm
not here. Now the police officer want to play stupid games with you. You a smart mouthing. Big mouthing him. Now, you know what I mean? He want to be a bitch with a bitch. All of this could have been avoided.
I know, but I'm going to say...
With everything going on, he still ain't checking the bitch. Sir, you don't have to do what I should have been. You don't have to check the bitch, sir. Sir, you don't have to check. You don't have to manhandle her, sir. Sir, he still ain't telling the bitch. He still ain't giving the bitch no instructions. He on the sideline. Sir, you don't have to check my bitch. Sir. He on the sideline like a bitch, watching his bitch get treated like a bitch. And he was just goofy. Sir.
Esther, can you please tell me why I'm being arrested? Oh, my God. I'm so sick, my God. Please, in the name of Jesus. Please, God, in the name. Why am I being...
And why is it when bitches be disrespectful and neglectful to instructions, now when the consequence come, in the name of Jesus, oh my God, eat none of the body, shine none of the body. Oh God, protect me, none of the body. Oh God. Oh, I know I'm a punk ass bitch, Lord, but protect me, Lord. I'm scared, Lord. I didn't know this nigga was gonna do all of this, Lord. I thought I was going to be able to be a smart mouth bitch like always, and everything was going to be cool. I didn't know he was going to be swinging me around like a rag doll. God, I plead the blood. I plead the blood, Lord. Oh, Jesus. He knocking Elijah, Samson, and Delilah. Retie the bow tie, untie the bow tie, and protect me, Lord, in the name of Eat it in the bow tie. Oh, Lord, I've been a punk-ass bitch all my life, Lord, and I just did some punk-ass shit. Oh, Lord, I didn't know that. I've been talking to black men. I've been talking to men crazy all my life. I didn't know this nigga was going to do all of this. Please, I plead the blood, Lord, right now, Lord. Oh, shit, in the bullshit. Oh, protect a bitch. Oh, watch over a disobedient bitch. Come on, man.
Mr. Brooks, I'm going to sign a ticket. Mr. Brooks, why am I being arrested? Why am I being arrested? I don't understand why I'm being arrested. Can you please tell me why I'm being...
And I love my black women, but they so goofy. You hit a bitch in the eye and be like, why did you hit me in my eye? You kick a bitch down the stairs. Why did you kick me down the stairs? You shoot a bitch for being disobedient, disrespectful. Why did you shoot me? Why did you shoot me? You told the bitch to shut up 90 million times. She's sitting up there. Why are you beating me? Why are you whooping my ass? Bitch, shut the fuck up. Don't say another thing. But why are you whooping my ass, though? You still haven't explained.
Turn around and put your hands
back. You tell me why I'm being arrested. I have the right. I have the right to know. Oh, my God.
Put your hands behind your back. Stop resisting.
What are you doing?
Put your hands behind your back. Put your hands behind your back.
Come on, sir. This is unnecessary.
Come on, sir. This is unnecessary. Look, my point is, because I ain't trying to hear all of the hollering and screaming. Plus, I was trying to finally have a short video. I was trying to keep it under 20 minutes. You can watch this video on your own. She ain't doing nothing but hollering. But, and then she gonna get in the car. She gonna be like, oh my God, I can't believe this is going on. Can I have my cell phone? Cause I need to get on Instagram. You know what I mean? A bitch be TikToking and shit. Yeah. I just want to check my Twitter and my TikTok account. Can I have my phone? Or I can't have my phone? Oh my God, I don't know why this is going on. Oh God, they always coming against a black bitch. Oh my God, the most unprotected it, the most undicted it. Oh God, the most, you understand me? No peace, Lord. The most divided, the most subsided, the most shot at. The most killed, the most missiles thrown at, the most bombs thrown at, Lord, the black woman, Lord, either the bullshit, oh God, the most unprotected, the most neglected, the most undicted, Lord, the black woman, they coming against the black woman, Lord, help me, Lord. But let me know if you want to call in on this, but no, man. The difference between emotionally reacting and mentally responding. If she would have just signed the damn papers without all of that goofy shit, she wouldn't have been on the ground looking crazy. Example.
Why am I being arrested?
Just put your hands behind your back.
I don't understand why I'm being arrested. That's why I'm not putting my hands.
It was goofy on all parts. He didn't have to do that, but at the same time, he's a goofy. He's a police officer. To me, it's expected. I don't know what y'all be expecting from the police. And this is why I say it's imperative for all of us to mentally respond when we're around these goofies, because they be trigger happy. They ain't never had no power in their life. And they just, you know, like, man. And especially if you're dealing with one of the motherfuckers that got bullied all in school, and he finally made to be the officer. Oh yeah, he about to show out. He's about to show out. Believe that. But yeah, man, I'm gonna go. Hold on. There we go. I couldn't see my comment section. But anyway, man, I'm keeping this under 20 minutes. I hope y'all live as long as you want, and never want as long as you live. Get in the comment section. You want me to open up the phone lines later? Okay, cool. Love y'all. Get in the comment section right now. You know, hold on. And I just had to show that. I just had to show that right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. But yeah, get in the comment section, man. Let me know your opinion about this. You know what I mean? Was I wrong? Was I wrong? He shouldn't have treated a black queen like that. Let me know. Let me know. All of the black woman is God guys, get in the comment section and correct CN for saying that this woman should have sat up there and been swift to hear and slow to speak. You know what I mean? And followed the, oh, okay, my man just signed. Okay, I need to sign too. Why did you sign? Oh, you don't want to be arrested? Okay, I don't want to be arrested either. Let me sign. We'll deal with this bullshit later. Simple. Get in the comment section if you disagree. All right, we out.